This month, two NPR reporters are traveling across the country to explore Americans' relationships with their national government. The series is called On the Road. NPR's Andrea Seabrook traveled to South Carolina, a state where the cost of living is on people's minds and Southern cooking is king.
Lizard's Thicket is what's called a meat and three restaurant. That's your choice of meat and three vegetables. And mac and cheese is a vegetable. Here in the kitchen of Lizard's Thicket, owner Bobby Williams runs down the line pointing at today's choices.
Southern fried chicken. This is fried pork chops right here. This is a real southern dish. Okra and tomatoes, stewed okra and tomatoes.
Oh, and there's iced tea. Sweet tea, that is. Lizard's Thicket serves up a couple hundred gallons each day. In the dining room, Williams slides into a booth and says his mom and dad started the first Lizard's Thicket nearly 30 years ago. Now, he and his seven brothers and sisters run the chain's 12 locations around town.
We make an impact in this community because we employ so many people, and plus we try to buy local also. So it's a twofold deal that we support local people, and then we hire local people, and so all the money stays in the community where it doesn't get shipped off to another spot.
William says in South Carolina, farming has all but disappeared, and now the textile factories are fading. So the restaurant business is really a cornerstone of the economy. William says he's glad there are pro-business politicians in Washington, but he's still wary of surprise government mandates, and especially taxes.
The government's our partner in business, unfortunately. You know, they get a percentage of everything we make, and then they get a bigger percentage after you die.
Williams and his brothers and sisters are preparing for the millions of dollars in estate taxes they'll have to come up with when his father passes down Lizard's Thicket. At a booth across the dining room, John Moriarty is having lunch with his two teenage daughters. He works across town at Fort Jackson Army Installation.
I think the president has just royally messed things up. Well, he gave us a tax credit last year. Gave us the $300 or however many kids we had. But then look at the price of gas right now, and the economy itself is just in shambles.
Moriarty's daughter, Amanda, agrees. She works at Sonic, running burgers out to customers in their cars.
My job's basically tips, and if I don't make tips, then I don't really make money.
At 15 years old, Amanda already hates taxes, and she'd like to see the minimum wage go up, too. At another booth nearby, Shauna Morell sits alone eating her fried fish, mac and cheese, okra, and squash. She has a job in a camera shop and says she's lucky to get benefits. Morell just wishes the government would make things a little easier for people like her.
Cost of living's gone up, like renting an apartment's gone up 100 per year now. Gas has gone up in the past year, like 75 cents per gallon, but yet everybody's still making the same thing. You don't get raises at work because they're not required to pay you more.
At Lizard's Thicket, just about everybody has an idea of how the government could do better. Some would like more for the little guy. Others want the government to back off. Some call the war in Iraq an expensive mistake. Others back the president all the way. But though their opinions differ, they all agree on two things. Iced tea should be sweet, and macaroni and cheese is definitely a vegetable. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook and Jeff Brady will be keeping a road diary, and you can send them questions if you like at npr.org.